This is No Pink Spandex episode 120 for Friday, February 11th, 2011. This episode is brought to you by Nobody Cares About Jimmy at nobodycaresaboutjimmy.com. Hello everyone, Lisa J here, and it's time to break some stuff down, okay? This right here is the promo show. Why is it a promo show? Because I've edited bits and pieces from weeks of recordings and given you all our talk about promos. I mean, everything from Jaden looks punchable, that is not my quote, you'll listen, to, you know, why we can't speculate, all that. We've gone about talking about Bulk coming back. We talked about the theme song. We talked about a little bit of the episodes to come. I mean, everything. Promo, speculation, everything. This is the speculation promo show. And I'm bringing it to you condensed for your entertainment. Okay? So, before we get to the talk, I must make an announcement. If you didn't know by now, No Pink Spandex Live is in full effect. Yes. No Pink Spandex Live. What is that? I'll tell you. It is an event to celebrate 5 years of doing what we do. 5 years. We started in 2005 in September, and we, okay, with a couple of hiatuses, but we've kept going, and bigger and better. It's been fabulous. So I wanted to celebrate. I wanted to throw an event. What is this event? You're like, you keep saying event. I don't know what you're talking about. Look, all you need to know is that David Yost, Billy the Blue Power Ranger from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, is going to be there. That's all you need to know. I mean, really, like, buy a ticket now. Like, seriously? Tickets are selling. And you don't want to miss out on your ticket because this is only a limited seating, limited number of tickets. You don't want to hem and haw and then regret not going, because I love conventions. Conventions are awesome, but sometimes it can get overwhelming. Sometimes they're just so big that, like, you don't know what to do with yourself. And they're so big that you just get to see your favorite person or your favorite guest for, like, 2 seconds, and then that's it. This event, it will give people ample time to spend time with David Yost and to spend time with people that, you know, like the same things. And you won't be able to do that anywhere else but here. Yes. No Pink Spandex Live, Saturday, April 30th, 2011, in New York City. So get your tickets at nopinkspandexlive.com. Please get your tickets. Tickets are selling. Like I said, tickets are selling. And we've got a good group already planning to come. So if you want to see David Yost in New York, Saturday, April 30th, I think you should come to No Pink Spandex Live. I really do. I really, really do. I hope you do. Okay, I'll stop talking right now. Okay? I won't belabor the point. On to the show. All right? So stay away from the spandex. It doesn't breathe. Peace. These promos, right? All right. So the two promos, they're both 30 seconds, right? Thereabouts. And then the pink one, you know, there's not much. She, you know, flipping around in her spandex. Woo-woo. The red one, though. The red one. The red one.
I know. I'm going. Yep. You know what? I have one prejudgment to make, and I think it's the only fair prejudgment to make, and that's that Jaden's face is still very punchable.
What does that even mean?
I think we have enough proof. That's case closed.
I don't know. It's just an intangible thing where he just looks like a guy you feel like you're going to need to sock in the face once in a while. Kind of like Casey.
Wow. Yeah. See, I don't understand. I have no idea what that even means. So. Yeah, I didn't feel that at all.
I disagree with Casey.
I just can't.
What?
I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to ignore that because Spy's on crack. But I.
Well, no, I'm just saying, as a face that needs punching, I don't agree with that.
Well, you
I
mean, maybe his personality. You haven't watched it, right?
No, I didn't watch it.
So.
Okay. And that's your one fair criticism, is that he's punchable in the face. Anyway. Okay.
But anywho, it's just a whole, like, you know, what was the line? I don't want to get it wrong.
I must not fail. What's the one before that?
I'm the Red Ranger. I must,
like,
not fail.
I cannot something. I must not fail. No, not I cannot. It's like I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna get this right. Talk amongst yourselves.
need to rewatch it. I think
Spy,
that's
all
it.
you need to do is watch like one episode of Jungle Fury and you'll be on board.
Well, no, I'm just saying as a punchable face. No,
honestly,
I disagree with that.
2 minutes,
he's a good-looking
into,
guy.
The,
he's
2 minutes
all right.
into the episode, as soon as he says, I don't want any trouble, you're going to want
to I saw
hit
the premiere. Him. I saw it. I mean, it didn't...
You didn't want to hit him?
No.
What?
I mean, I wasn't blown away by the Jungle Fury premiere, but it was all right. It was passable for me.
Actually, I thought it was fine, too. Just the season as a whole. No.
It's something I'll get to, I'm sure. It'll
with
be like Dragon
awesome...
Knight, where I just marathon it, and then I regret every minute of it.
With the awesome box.
What do you mean?
That...
Like, Dragon Knight gave you Michelle Walsh, excuse me.
No.
So, slow my luck. Okay.
So did Power Morphicon 2, but I hate it still.
Oh yeah, duh. It's I am the Red Ranger. I must not fail.
I said that.
Yes. Well, anyway.
I didn't hear that.
So what? Okay. What's
I just heard punchable and crap. No, I'm just like, this is the thing. Why are they showing the worst parts?
You assume that this is the worst, right?
Yeah, like... I was going to say you assume there's something better that they're keeping.
See, in promise, this was to show like great stuff to like,
yeah,
you know,
hook us in. Yeah,
right.
I'm just saying that out of context, one line can look bad really easily.
Right,
that's
but see, now we're at the point where we have several lines.
Yeah, that's the
they're all one line by themselves out of context. So,
but
we
there was
saw
one...
an entire scene.
Yeah,
we saw them morph. That's not really, and then we just saw like voiceover. That's nothing.
What? How is that nothing? This is like 3 minutes? Like, what?
It's
what?
ADR.
What?
Whatever. It's ADR.
Oh, wow. How many apologies are you going to make is my
you
question.
It's not. It's just I'm reserving judgment.
I mean, I'm reserving a little judgment, too. I mean,
a little. I'm not reserving anything anymore.
I'm trying to be positive here because I think we all could use a little more positivity.
I agree with that.
So. Realistic positivity. Yeah.
Well, then no, we're doomed.
You know what? All the times that you sat here and said, well, it'll make sense in Dragon Knight if they end up doing this, 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 and this. That was crazy.
But you know, the difference, though? Like, I mean, I was talking about stuff that might happen. You
know,
I didn't say, hey, just don't say anything negative about it right now. I don't know.
The difference is when you were saying that, we were like at least halfway through the series and still saying, maybe this will maybe it'll turn around. Yours was more delusions of grandeur.
That's not even true, because at the time, obviously, I was enjoying the show more than anybody
I will get the tapes.
Let's get the tapes. We just did a review. You want to do part two right now? Is that review of the year?
Yes, we should.
Whatever. We should make a clip show, shouldn't we?
Alright. That's a lot of work. But I can't... It's hard for me to keep saying, like, oh, well, you know, let's get better. I can't... Okay, here's the thing. The premiere is usually the best thing. Usually, it's like awesome. Usually. I mean, there are a couple of scenes where it's been, you know, average. Yeah, okay. But usually, it's awesome. If they're showing us crap from the premiere, that is usually awesome. I'm scared.
Well, yeah. But. Yeah, I mean, I was not a fan of the line. You know, I don't think it's, like, the most horrendous thing you've ever seen. Like, I don't. And, you know, it is Power Rangers, so, you know, we do expect a certain level of... I think the thing that I was more bothered by, and maybe it'll be explained in the show, but the actual line itself, I must not fail. I am the Red Ranger. Like, the way it sounds, it just sounds kind of like... Are we trying to go for like he's royalty, or because otherwise it just sounds odd, like that an average teenager or whatever.
Unless he's like an alien that came from somewhere and in incorporating some or embodying some quote unquote regular teenager, and he's still learning English.
Like, yeah. I am the Red Ranger. I'm a Star Fail.
Right.
What?
And I'm or something. Or he's just.
He was just
yeah.
like, who talks like that as a kid?
Right. It doesn't sound natural, is what it was.
Yeah.
Like, for the average person to just, I must not fail. I don't know.
Doesn't Takaru talk like that too?
Who?
Shinken Red. He's all very serious and, ooh, this is my big legacy. And all that crap.
Well, that's the thing. He was groomed to be the 18th Lord, so
right.
you would expect a little bit of proper dialogue from him. But for mm-hmm. Jaden, we don't really know if he's supposed to be like the next samurai lord in America
no,
or whatever.
They said that it's going to be a lot like Shinkenger, so.
Well, we'll see.
I would
so maybe it will fit? We don't
yeah.
know.
So then what's with all the hate?
There's no
well,
hate.
We can only judge what we've been presented. So, I mean, if we don't like
know.
It, we don't like it.
I mean, like I just said, like maybe it's explained in the show. So
yeah.
we'll have to wait and see.
Maybe it
but,
will all make sense.
Okay, to be positive. To be
guessing
positive.
It will.
To be
will.
Positive, okay, there is a moment where in the promo, like, Red Ranger is fighting or whatever, and everybody else is standing off to the side, right, because I guess they just got demorphed or whatever, and that you actually see, like, stuff on their face, and they actually look like they've been in a fight, which is something that I've had a huge problem with Power Rangers recently, was, like, they get the crap kicked out of them, and, like, their suit comes off, and they just look like supermodels, like, perfect hair, fresh face, everything is perfect. Normally,
know.
Like, in, like, the Disney seasons, I hate to, like, separate it like that, but whatever. Because I hate when other people do it, but it is mostly in those seasons where it's just, like, They've been totally destroyed, like, in battle, and they just look clean and fresh, and it's like...
So
how
fresh
is
so clean, clean.
Well, wait, why would they look dirty? I can understand them looking sweaty, but why would they look dirty?
Well, I don't know. To me, okay,
well,
dirt
like during
is like...
an explosion or something, like the suit would rip off.
Okay, yeah, if the suit rips off, but... Okay.
To me, I mean, like, I'm just looking at it as, like, okay,
and
sparks.
This time they have their regular stuff with the mask and everything and the whatever. They shoot. Why ain't they clean? Shoot, they need to trade
nah.
them out. Trade
that's,
them out.
That's just like when we have sparks coming off of your body. Like, obviously, that's not real. It's like a stand-in for blood or for whatever. They look damaged, and I prefer that to them just looking perfect, even, you know, after huge fights.
Hey, now, there was a tiny trickle of blood in RPM, which means in every season going forward, everybody needs to be just gushing blood or it's unacceptable.
That's right.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
We need arms getting cut off and crap like that.
Seriously, I'm down.
Saw 7.
Saw 7. It needs to be adult. That's what it needs to be. Dark. Because I'm an adult, I want this show to be an adult.
Power Rangers, buckets of blood. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Death Force.
Death Force.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, speaking Lord. Of death, let's talk about this supposed theme song.
Death. Speaking of death.
Are you bragging on the theme song? Is that what I'm hearing?
Okay, like, first of all, people are saying that it's a theme song, and I'm just going to...
Maybe, hold on to hope.
Hold on. Maybe it's not, you know? Maybe they're
uh-huh.
still in the promo phase. But
how did that work out the last time, Mrs.
Shut
I don't
up,
think Cole's going to be in the show.
Shut up. What I'm saying is that they showed this video of the Thanksgiving Day parade and showed us more footage, you know, and they played a little something in the background.
And they played it for the promos.
They played for the promos, and they were
it's
singing
the
Rangers Together Samurai Forever with the Mighty Morphin theme song remixed a little bit. Yep.
They technoed it up.
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean, the song itself, I like it. I mean, I think we've kind of said this before, like, I like the actual sound of it.
So you like Rangers cool. Together, Samurai Forever.
I mean, I'm not
I liked that song for 20 years, so I don't know what you're talking about.
The updated, whatever. I like it in general. I just don't want it to be the theme. Again, it's just about Samurai being more its own show and not not trying to recapture something that was, you know, has been gone for a long time.
Don't call to come back.
Yes.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. It's not great stuff. It's good stuff. I like it. I like it.
Okay, I will say.
They're bringing it back.
This is honestly the theme, like, for real, for real. For real, for real. I don't approve.
Why?
Because it's like, come up with your own, like, for real. And there's freaking samurais, yo. Come up with something.
Wow. Come up with something incredibly stereotypical. Yes, yes, yes.
Did you want Domo Origato, Mr. Roboto?
Like, yes, come up with some Asianness. Like, throw it in there. Like, yes, mix with some modern, you know. You know, fuse it together. Not just like, oh, let's get the old song and slap on some samurai call it a day. I'm like, really? You know, it's cool. It's like background music or whatever, but the theme song, if it is a theme song, but I'm not.
But it makes sense, right, why they're doing it, at least?
I mean, from a marketing standpoint, like, from from Mighty Morphin, you know, from that era to watch the show again, yeah, but...
You know where it makes sense? If it was, like, an anniversary. Like, if it was, like, a 20th anniversary or a... You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're just being difficult.
If there was an MMPR crossover, maybe it would make sense.
Don't make me use the word synergy again. I will.
It has nothing to do with each other except for the fact they just wanna, ooh, look, remember the show that you used to watch and then you thought it was dead, like 5 years in it and whatever and blah blah blah. Let's slap it on. I understand that for like promos and junk or whatever, but like then as you lure the people in, then lie to them. Lie to them and say, look, here.
What? They're trying to promote their 700 reruns of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
With samurai? I mean...
Ugh. Yes. Because they're saying, look, it's a new part of the family. Bring them family.
They're trying to say, hey, we started this, and now we're starting it again. Like, we owned it back when Mighty Morphin was there, and now we have it back.
What they're saying is, remember this thing that you thought was awesome as a kid? Well, it's back. Now watch the same exact thing again, except it's not really.
And it's like 17, 18 years later, we're past. We've moved on. Moved on. Like, back in the day, 90s were cheesy fun. You know what I'm saying? We got some cheesy fun. We got cheese sticks. We had, you know, cheese sandwiches. It was cheese-tastic. Hey.
If they need to lie to people to bring in fans, I'm okay with that. The ends justify the means.
So come back and just revamp. Not revamp as in, like, rehash necessarily, but revamp as in think new, think outside the box, think differently. Update it, something, dude.
See,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm okay with it because I'm afraid that the... choice B was here come the power breacher, here got the power breacher, crap like that.
Okay,
like
Mystic Force. But it didn't have to be either or.
I know, I'm afraid though. I'm afraid. Because we've had a lot of crappy theme songs recently.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, I mean, I know Ron Wasserman, who, you know, did a lot of the original music, and I mean, like SPD and stuff like that, he, like, approached Saban Brands about doing the show, and they apparently said they were going to go another way, which I think is kind of funny because they're going another way by going the same way we already went.
Basically, they didn't want to pay the guy to do the same thing he did 17 years ago.
Yeah, and it's just kind of a shame because what would Ron Wasserman have done, or somebody, you know, if he were given a little more freedom to just make something new and updated and you know, of now instead of...
It's like, hey, Ron, all right, here's what we want you to do. All right, so you remember that theme that you made up, like, 17 years ago? You know what? We're good. We don't need you. what do you want him to do? Like, seriously. If this is the theme and if that's what they wanted, they've got it. Why you need him again? Bye. So wow. That's, I mean, they don't need him if they're going to use this freaking same freaking theme.
I didn't hear you complaining when the Zio theme came out.
Because Zio theme was awesome.
And it was the same theme as the first three
also,
years.
It was also the first time they bothered changing the theme at all, except for Alien.
And it's partially the same cast, and they were actually tied in together. They had something to do with each other. It was a spinoff. It was a little twist. It made sense. These new crackheads have nothing to do with the old crackheads. So mind your business. All right?
You've been just saying to use the same theme song 4 years in a row. Kind of lazy.
4 years.
It was a little different.
Because you know why? The cast were a little different too. They all tied in together. It made sense. Okay? It's like, all right, we're gonna change it up a little bit, but still kind of keep it fresh. All right, we're gonna kick out some of these people, bring in some new people. All right, still that made sense. This makes no sense.
I wouldn't even mind if they kept like the recognizable notes in the new song, but not for the whole thing.
Sprinkle it.
Yeah.
You do sprinkle.
You can't say it doesn't make sense. Hold it down. It makes perfect sense.
It doesn't make perfect sense.
It doesn't make perfect sense.
Yes, it does.
I understand why they're doing it. It's not that I don't understand why they're doing it. It's I don't agree with
it. In what way does it not make sense?
Because they're not even related to that cast. Like, nobody's going to be like, well, they probably will. They'll probably be like, oh, remember when Jason was.
Except when Bulk shows up, right?
Right.
Except when Cole shows up.
And that's when you're grasping at straws, really. Like, come on.
Well, the old cast is going to show up again, so.
If the whole old cast is going to show up, then fine. Me eat my crow. Me eat my words.
But that's you're not just happening. Saying that because you know Twee why? Can't show up.
You know why? David ain't going to roll up in there, so I know that's not going to happen, biatch.
Wow. So we need the entire original cast in order for it to make sense.
The entire.
Amazing.
Okay, like we're acting like this is gonna happen. Like there's gonna be like Rangers showing up. This is not gonna happen at all. Like that's not why they did it. Like
exactly.
Right, but I mean it makes sense. You get the new network. You get the Saban buying it back. You got all the old episodes. You're trying to make it all one huge big franchise again. You go back to the original works. You go back to it. It makes sense.
Okay, you go back to it. Yeah, but sprinkle it again. Like I said, sprinkle.
Sprinkle. The thing is, like, it can make all the sense in the world from a marketing standpoint. It doesn't necessarily mean that fans now have to like it.
Well, that I agree with.
I mean,
I can totally agree with that.
I wouldn't really. I would just prefer a new theme song. I mean, just flat out. Like,
well, I agree with that too. I would prefer a new theme song, but it's not the end of the world, and it's not a bad thing. It's not, and it makes perfect sense. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my gosh.
And it doesn't sound bad.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sorry. Like I said, when they start singing, it's a problem. People in these promos, when they start talking, it's a problem. They just need to stop.
Just no voices. Aww. No voices, please.
Exactly. The instrumental, just keep it instrumental. You know what? Honestly, no, for real. They kept it instrumental. Maybe it wouldn't offend me so much. Maybe, just maybe. But then they started singing, Rangers Together.
I think it's hilarious, like how they, like they have, like I don't even know how to describe it. The way they say together,
you mean horrible. You mean they sing horribly?
It's just that one part which sounds odd. Like, I would think they would say Rangers Together, Sarai Forever. I don't know.
They're not black.
Please, like listen to freaking music, okay? Like nobody's gonna say it like that constantly.
You pronounce it the way it is spelled, okay? E-R. Does that make an A-H sound?
Yes, all right, Mr.
I'm
Simpson.
Sorry, but when you're singing, there is a difference in singing. You don't sing... That is not how you carry a tone.
I prefer proper diction.
I'm sorry, but when you are singing, you sing differently than how you talk. That is how it goes. I'm not saying that gotta go Rangers Together.
Right.
I mean, really, there's a median, all right? Let's not get crazy.
You gotta drop it down, hardcore gangsta rap, right?
Let's not get crazy. Oh my goodness. But anyway, February 7th, Monday, February 7th, 8 p.m., Nickelodeon. Be there.
It's getting close.
Be there.
I don't know.
Real. No, honestly, like, when it was announced or whatever, it was like, it felt like, oh, it's like right there. Like, oh, February, right? You know, it seemed as if it's been so long since we're like, oh, when's a new season coming? And now it's like right here. It's crazy.
And you all already hate it.
I don't know where you're getting that. I am so sick of every time somebody wants to say something that they don't particularly like about a piece of a promo, suddenly they hate the whole season, they hate the cast, they hate everything about it.
Because 9 times out of 10, it's not them saying I hate a piece of the promo, it's them saying I hate...
Talking about the promo.
No, I see people say, I saw somebody read one line, that means they're a bad actor. What?
But no, and I support that. I'm fine with that. Whatever they want to put out as this is indicative of the entire series, then I have no problem with somebody saying, you know what? They did not give us a good example of what is to come. So therefore, I don't like any of this.
Well, I don't know about any of this. That's a little extreme.
I'm fine with it. It's not like there are brilliant actors that just suddenly blossom on Power Rangers. I mean, well, whatever we get in the premiere is usually what's going to be at the finale.
Astronema, excuse me?
Impressive.
No, I don't think so.
Of any emotion. Once she became a robot, she was cool. So
what? Before that, oh my god, she improved. No. Astronema.
But for the most part,
first couple episodes, it was just like
that was horrible.
Like
girl. I'm so sick of Valley Girl villains. I hope they never bring them back.
Valley Girl villains.
Yeah, like what's her name from Jungle Fury? Lily, was that what it is?
No.
No, Camille.
Camille's awesome. No Valley Girl.
I'm thinking of Mystic Force, maybe. There was somebody in there.
Lily.
Yeah, like the back.
Oh, Lily, yeah, from Mystic Force. The daughter of the.
Yeah.
I'm sick of that. Well, just because she actually is a terrible actor.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Camille was one of the better parts of Jungle Fury, so.
That's not saying much.
I'm saying. She was a standout.
Like her and Tanaya. Yeah, I'm sick of them.
But yeah, Lily in Mystic Force? Wasn't a fan. Camille in Jungle Fury? Good times.
Was better, but she was not good times.
Good times.
She wasn't bad. Get off my screen. Get off my screen, please.
Basically.
Yeah, she wasn't like Norg or anything like that, but she was...
Okay, wow. Really?
That's a crazy comparison.
But she was... Oh, I'll say Camille was better than Jared.
Well, anybody's better than Jared. That was a cluster bleep if everything. But anyway, so what I would say is I would say a couple months ago, I was like, oh, I can't wait. Yay, woohoo, yay, I can't. For new season, and now I'm like,
it'll get here when it gets here.
Yeah. It's like before, right. I was like, oh man, I have to get cable for my TV. I have to get cable for my TV. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna miss the new season. I'm gonna watch this. And now I'm like, I'll catch you online.
Okay, you know what? I will say I am slightly less enthused now than I was a while ago. But I refuse to let myself drop down to meh territory. I refuse.
I think it's just all the lackluster promotion as well as all the discussion online.
Lackluster is a better word.
Just the content of it.
Thank you, Tristan.
Not the quantity. Yeah. There's plenty.
Yeah, the quantity, yes. But it's just that, with everybody nitpicking over it, it's just overwhelming now.
I don't read half of that stuff, so
And honestly, I get the feeling that would happen if we got 2.5 minutes followed by 30-second promos for almost any season before it aired, honestly.
Mm-mm. I mean...
Any season of Power Rangers, maybe, but not any season of, regular television.
And it can happen as a reverse, too, because do you remember how excited people were for Mystic Force?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dragonite, but go ahead.
Holy balls, people were excited for Mystic Force. Oh my god, Chip's such an interesting, unique character. Madison looks all cool with her camera and all this stuff, and people were getting excited, and then what happened? Then we saw the show.
Okay, well, I don't think with the
first
characters...
few episodes, I was fine with Mystic Force. It was, you know.
Really?
You know. Nah. First few episodes, I was fine.
The first promo when they were like, don't go into the forest. That was what people got people.
Yeah, because people thought they were actually going to make the forest an interesting plot point.
Right. And in the premiere, I mean, you kind of got a little bit of that.
But they went into the forest every time, all the time.
Everybody loved going through the forest. And they
Yes.
And then they tried to make it a big deal during the finale, and it was just ridiculous. We must get together with the regular people and the forest people. And
I like that.
Like there was some sort of existing prejudice that we never knew about or something.
The thing is, like that ending, I liked that part of the ending. They just needed to build up to it instead of just suddenly, you know.
Yeah, that finale was schizophrenic.
Yeah,
it was all over the place.
The forest was something that exists in the premiere and the finale. That was it.
Just like
I didn't miss anything.
You missed nothing.
I think we got the point, though. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
I
swear, didn't it used to be reverse where I was always pissed off about everything and you three were positive?
Yeah, what happened?
Which is, yeah, it's really disturbing.
I blame this on the polarity shift of the
I brought you down and then somehow I went through the hole to the other side. I don't know what happened.
This is what happened. You like really crappy stuff.
I like that explanation. You like crap. Wow.
So. And occasionally, you like good stuff.
Honestly, if Samurai ends up being a horrible season, you know I'll tear into it more than anybody.
That is true.
It's just that at this point, I can't do it. I just can't.
We have a month.
Give me at least, you know, like 10 episodes or so, and then maybe not even that much if it's that bad. And yeah. I'll rip it a new one. But right now, I'm like,
I understand. That needs to be one of us. It needs to be one of us. Because right now, I used to be like, all right, I'm going to wait. And you know, it's going to be, you know, I'll just hold out. Okay, fine. I saw the 2 minutes and that looked like, okay, fine. I'll just, it's okay. It's fine. And then they keep showing us more stuff that is like not.
Not good at all.
So, I'm trying here. I'm trying.
It's just really disheartening when you go into the thread and you see somebody make a post like, when you saw the four rangers standing there and they were injured and the one girl was holding up the other girl, it didn't look realistic the way she was holding her. That really pisses me off.
Well, that's a little ridiculous. I think people are entitled to opinions of whatever they're presented. I'm fine with it.
They're entitled to it, and I'm entitled to call them retards.
I agree.
That's just all there is to it.
Wow.
I just think that has been just so long since we've had Power Rangers that we're just, like Jer said, we just nitpick on every little thing, and it's just, I'm overwhelmed now. I really don't care.
Also seems that like after a good season, everybody is just getting ready to assume that the next season is going to be worse, you know? Like, they're ready for a letdown. And then after a bad season, their expectations start to get up a little bit.
Like they've learned from their mistakes.
You know, like how all you people didn't like Ninja Storm and you were getting a little excited for Dino Thunder, and then you like Dino Thunder and then you're like, oh, SPD's gonna suck.
No. I assumed SPD was gonna be.
I thought that SPD, no, good. And the first 9-10 episodes, I was like, holy crap, this might actually be better than
yeah,
Dino Thunder. And then we noticed the pattern.
Did you actually think SPD was going to be good before you saw the first episode?
I was excited for it.
I
was cautious
did,
because we finally groomed Doug into giving us what we wanted, and then he's like,
yeah,
"Bye."
I was
going to
say because Doug didn't want, so I thought nobody had.
Yeah.
Really,
so I was.
I was a little worried,
but once the premiere went on, and I was like, "Wow, this is good. This new guy is great."
Yeah.
And now we got RPM, the season that almost every single person liked, and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Hey, you're gonna hate Samurai.
No, I don't.
No,
did you waste all your hate on the reversionary? Come on.
For me, I was very excited for the new season. I was like, yes, awesome, yeah, woo woo. Then I heard it was Jonathan Secor, and I was like, But I was like, that's okay, that's fine, no problem. And then, you know, I was like, you know, you saw the new cast or whatever. I'm like, all right, fresh faces. All right, cool. All right. And then you saw the promo and
There are only so many times I feel like you can say, well, it's Power Rangers. I mean, you know, it's better than nothing. You know? Yeah. I guess. It's just, you know, I would want the something to be likable, you know, good. And, like I said, I mean, I'm still waiting to actually watch the show. But
yes. We got a month.
Let's remember
and
that
of
part.
Of course, they're going to show us a lot more promos, and
yeah,
mm-hmm. I am not.
Yeah, we got three more Rangers to hate.
Right, and I hope they do some villains, even if it's just one.
It would be nice to see him. Yeah,
yeah.
Show Grum. You know, the Mentor Grum. Let's bust him out.
Bust out the Mentor Grum.
Yeah.
Bust out the boogers.
Maybe couple him with the Yellow Ranger, since maybe she's not interesting enough for the promo people. No, I'm just saying, based on the Pink Ranger promo, where we got nothing basically from her. Maybe they don't think the girls are cool enough or interesting enough to actually hear lines and, like, you know, see them.
No, it's just that they're not white enough. That's
it. Pink Ranger got her line in the first promo. She's done.
There goes my normal day.
This episode is brought to you by Nobody Cares About Jimmy. This fun and thoughtful story is a children's book for all ages. You can also read the book online for free. Purchase a copy today at www.nobodycaresaboutjimmy.com.
Okay, so stuff happened, though. Like, there were more promos.
One that had interesting stuff, and then one that was fairly useless.
The same as we had the yellow one, which was just like the pink one, right?
Yeah, they don't like girls. They just don't really like girls. They're like, wow, this one, she's new, and then, you know, they're gonna like just play the same old ADR crap, and then exactly. It's like, hey, look, the new season coming soon. Blah blah blah. On
that would have been true of the blue one too, if it wasn't for a couple of shots.
That's true. The Megazord. Megazord is looking spiffy.
Cockpit.
The cockpit. It's one word.
Looking spiffy. Looking like you know.
Looking all high tech.
It's looking good. It's not the Shinkenger cockpit. They built a nice new one for us, I guess. Who knows if they'll use the original.
So here's my thing though. I am usually a fan of the cockpits where they're sitting and then they have controls and they're doing stuff. I'm not usually a fan of the cockpits where they're standing and they're like motioning every single thing that they are doing, you know. So that's my.
That would be like the best, like in practical use. You would want the one that responded to your movements.
But
you
if
have
you
to learn
are,
what buttons do.
But if you are a nervous wreck and you're like, holy crap, or like, let's say, just hypothetically, one of them is on crack.
Hypothetically, one of them is on crack. Okay. A likely scenario, right?
And you one know, they're like, crack. Oh, crap. I just did a lot of crack. Now I have to fight monsters.
Right. Hector is on crack. And
then you're all, like, fidgeting and crap and whatever. And then, like, Megazord's all out of control. That's not good. That's not good, son.
Clearly, Lisa, you've never been on crack.
Remarkable, since she's from New York. I mean, I would have thought everybody, you know, at lunchtime and just pass it around, you know.
Easy so program.
You're getting ready to fight monsters, and you just shot up some heroin. So
right. Jack it up.
Right.
So.
But do you really think Jason can sit in a cockpit and know what buttons to push? Come on, that's not realistic.
Are you implying something about Jason?
Well, I'm just saying there's a reason why Tommy just needed a flute.
First off, that was special because there was no buttons on that flute. Second of all, or holes or anything. But that's the exact point. But second of all, those buttons are really big, right? It's like Fisher Price.
And now that I think about it, then Tommy needed a sword to talk to him. Did Zordon just assume he was a moron?
Well, I mean, it goes with the whole remedial thing that we were talking about last year, you know.
He's an remedial extra remedial.
He was held back a couple of years. Yeah.
Don't even try that. You know, out of all of them, it was Jason.
Oh, come on. Tommy jumps in the cockpit and says, Saba, what should we do? Oh, I don't know, Tommy. What should we do? How about attack? Genius.
Okay, wow. Being very vague and base, like, yeah, there might be a technical way to attack. Not just, what do we do?
He has two attacks, fireball and sword.
There might be something new.
That they never do.
We already went over this. He has all those balls behind him, and he always uses the same one.
It is not his fault. It's
remedial.
So, anywho, but yeah, the promos, and it also showed the new suit Mega. Looking thingies.
Mega Ranger.
The Witch of Nuts.
Mega Mode.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, which are also not in Shinkenger. And they're not looking too good.
Really?
I think, you know what? I think actually seeing them in action, they look better than the toys made them look. But I'm still not really feeling them. It's just, there's a lot of weird little details that I'm just like, why?
I think they look cool.
I'm still confused why they have mouthpieces.
Oh my gosh, don't even. Anyway, so I think they look cool. I do.
I could take him or leave him.
I could, you know, what's the thing?
I need to see him more before I can. They looked okay. They looked okay. They didn't look bad.
I mean, the little, elbow bits and, all these little things are just like, take that away and then it might look, you know, more to my liking.
They could have stopped at just, the chest thing. They don't need, poofy arms, too. The poofy arms would did it for me because then it makes it look like that Captain America costume.
Oh, they have poofy arms. Just,
yeah, they're poofy. Like they got extra like Andros's mega analyzer thing.
Oh, those are
not that bad, but you know he had extra poofy arms for no reason.
Yeah,
and it's like, what?
Yeah.
Why do you have poofy arms?
Well, because I mean, if you had that big old shield with some lanky limbs, that would look kind of.
Well, I mean, Tommy was fine, right?
But he wasn't that lanky though. I mean, you know, there was some meat on the bone. You know, some of them. Like, I mean, okay, the girls. The girls. Girls.
Yeah.
And they can't just beef up them because then they're going to be like, yeah. And then the guys are going to be like, what? What the? What we look like? So.
They gave the girls crazy shield power ups in Mega Ranger and they looked okay.
Mm. Yeah, that's true, actually.
I think it was just the team up, though.
Yeah.
But they gave them gold shields, and they looked fine.
Those looked awesome, actually.
Yeah, but... I still hate those little colored squares in the chest. I still can't get over those.
No, they're good.
No, they're not. Especially dudes walking around with a big pink square on their chest.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing with your pink square?
Okay, which is so much worse than Kamen Rider Decade, who's completely pink.
Okay, yeah, trash.
He is magenta.
That is trash. No, that's who just like trash. I'm sorry.
That is not. Oh my god! Wow, wow, yeah, wow, but, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, but no, he's still a badass. So,
yes. Well, exactly. The suit doesn't matter as much as the case.
No, it does matter because it burns my eyes. My retinas.
I'm not saying it doesn't matter at all. Just, you know. The character.
It's just hard to be like, wow, that show is awesome when my eyes are like.
Okay, I did not come into this conversation for decade bashing. Unacceptable.
Yes,
unacceptable.
We need to move on.
Anywho, so it was the Mega Mode, the Megazord.
So their swords were powered up too.
I like the swords. I saw this way back, when the toys first came out, they showed those swords. And I was like, I kind of like those swords, so I'm good with the swords.
Yes, I agree.
But I guess it's speculated that the Mega Mode is specifically for the Mega Zord,
Really? Yeah, really? People are really, really, really. Do people have anything better to do?
No.
Well,
they see something on the, like, okay. Because when the toys came out, they're like, oh, that's not in the show. I'm like, even though, like, previous things, when you see the turn, anyway. Then you see in the show, right? You see the commercial. They're like, well, I just think that that's just in the Megazord. I just think that. Like, really?
I mean, so far,
semantics,
at least.
Semantics, dude. Just let it go. Just be like, all right, it's in the show. That's it. We'll just wait and see what is actually. There's certain things that are just wait and see. Like, I understand people have to, like, talk about their speculation or whatever. It is fine. It's cool. But then when it's just like, well, actually, I think that it's just for the makers. What's the point? There's no point.
The thing is,
what fandom you're a part of.
But the thing is, like, in Jungle Fury, we had a similar sort of situation where Bandai America decided to introduce the weird, like, motorcycle shield thing that Casey wears, which is like their battleizer, I guess. And it's specifically used only when he rides the motorcycle, and maybe once he'll jump off the motorcycle and still have it for 2 seconds. But it's basically for that. So I wouldn't put it past them to do, you know, to go just a step further and say, okay, these suits are from Megazords. And then maybe later we'll have them fight, you know. So.
Woo, woo, woo. What's the point?
What's the point? What do you mean?
Like to talk about, like, oh, well, I just think that they're for the Megazords this time because, you know, you guys, I think it's just what. I mean, okay. I mean, like, I don't understand, like, why it has to be such a contested, well, you know, we know that's in the show now, but I think it's just for this one. Like, it's bragging rights?
It doesn't matter what you're talking about, just they need something to talk about. They can't go between now and less than a month from now without talking about anything. They need something. So.
Are we really, like. Okay, what we've been doing for the past, I don't know how many weeks, is watching the promos and then gleaning from that and guessing, well, maybe it'll do this, maybe it'll do that. I don't understand why this is so different. It's not like people are trying to say, like, this is it, and you're wrong for thinking something else. Like, I mean, okay, there are a few extreme people who.
I was going to say, I've actually, since we got that promo, I've seen about half a dozen people say, oh, I was right, they're in the show, ha ha ha. So, that does happen.
I mean, look, this is my point, right? I not really understand, but it makes more sense of a quote-unquote debate to say, well, I think this is in the show, period, and I think this is not in the show, period. But then, to go even further, be like, well, don't I elaborate. Think it's just for this, like, one particular thing now, and I mean, really? Like, it's just something extra because they don't know what else to talk about. It's just, and that to me is just like, all right, we had this one debate of like, oh, well, it's in the show. Now it's in the show. Now you guys can, like, stop talking about this one particular thing. But now they have to argue about something else. It's like, oh, well, I think it's only for this Megazord. No, it's not. We're going to see who's right and who's wrong. I'm like, really?
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know if everybody who has an opinion, you know, needs to join the argument necessarily. I mean, I think it comes from somewhere, like seeing the fact that not only are they using new suits, but also a new cockpit entirely. I mean, I can see where people might get this idea, whether it's right or not. I mean, whatever. I don't really care.
I can't be asked to care. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like, I mean, I rarely go into the end for those who may not know the pre-discussion thread that's on Ranger Board, I hardly go into it because every time I go, it's something. Okay, here was another point of discussion of, ooh, is the premiere on Monday going to be the first episode or the second episode?
Oh, yeah.
Or the third episode.
Or the third one. Because
it's the Shinkenger footage from episode 3 based on the description.
And because it's premiering on a Monday, but it's going to be on Sundays normally. Oh my gosh! You mean a show that premieres on, like,
a prime time day that, like, oh, I don't know, a lot of cable and regular TV networks do. They premiered on, like, a particular, you know, spot so that, hey, more eyeballs can, like, actually see the new stuff on a particular day and then tell you when it's really gonna air. Oh my god.
Right.
That is amazing. Wow. You really think that they're gonna, hey, you know what, let's just drop you off in the middle of this season. You know what, let's just show episode 20.
Gosh, well, I mean, you say that.
Start in the beginning.
You say that, though, but, like, apparently Nickelodeon actually has a history of doing exactly that sort of thing.
Not
episode 20, but...
But do they do that with live action? Because live... I mean, really, they do, I mean, I understand with cartoons. Cartoons don't have... Most cartoons that I see on Nickelodeon, they don't have these overarching whatever. Like, okay, Avatar. They didn't start Avatar in, like, episode 5. Because that makes no sense!
Okay, like, I actually have examples that I can pull off the top of my head. Like, apparently, what was that show? Phil of the Future? They started in, like, I don't know, like, episode 4 or something like that, where everything is established
that... Phil of the Future is a Disney show.
That Phil is in the... Okay, well, it's still an example, right? But and then, there's another... Okay, you want me to give you a Nickelodeon example. Okay, and this is an animated example. So take with that whatever you want, but it still is going to what your point was, which is like continuity, right? Like apparently SpongeBob joins, he's already at the freaking
Lord Jesus,
his freaking place of work or whatever, and then you go back to episode 1 or whatever the episode was where he actually applies to it in the first place.
Oh no, and then just ruin the continuity and just up in arms.
It's an example. I mean, if it happened.
Are you serious right now?
I'm not denying that it happened. My question is, who the f cares? Because this show ain't that deep.
Neither is Power Rangers.
I'm not.
I know it's not. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Are you serious? Like, I think you're getting my point, like, misconstrued or something.
A lot of shows, I mean, newer shows always try to show one of the most compelling early episodes first, just to hook people. My thing is that within 2 or 3 weeks from the premiere, they're going to be all caught up. They're not just going to keep skipping around. So who cares?
So...
And my point, which
we're jumping points here, like,
and my point is that a lot of more times than not, TV networks, what they do is that they premiere, especially when they have a new season of crap, right? So it's like, oh well, this week at Monday at 8 o'clock, we're gonna premiere this episode, and then the following weeks they're gonna show it on the regular day that it's supposed to happen, right? So just because it's on a Monday doesn't mean that it's gonna. I mean, did I miss something? Where, like, because I know there was like some episode synopsis or whatever from some website.
Yes.
And they were they describing the premiere on Monday as like being from like episode 5 or something? Like, did
More
I miss
like
something?
Episode 3, yes. I have the synopsis if you want me to read it.
Read it.
Okay. In the action-packed premiere episode, the team unites. After Mike can't anticipate an attack like Kevin and Jaden, he grows frustrated and takes a break from training to meet up with old friends. But when a long-armed monster named Rofer attacks, Mike unsuccessfully attempts to fight him alone, and his friends are injured. Jaden and Mentor... I love this. Jaden and Mentor explain the hard truth that samurai rangers must stay away from family and friends in order to protect them from the dangers that are involved with being a ranger. Inspired, Mike begins to take his role in training as a samurai ranger more seriously, and then they just tell you the ending. With Jaden's help, Mike uses his training and creativity to anticipate Rofer's moves and defeats him.
Oh no, they spoiled the ending. I would never have guessed that's how it would have ended after watching 700 episodes of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
The thing is, they could have just stopped like 2 sentences ago, and it would have been great. But anyway.
I think a newborn infant would have known how that episode would have ended. I'm just saying.
Anyway, like, does that sound like a premiere episode to anybody?
It doesn't sound like a standard premiere, but maybe things are fresh this time around.
Doesn't having the word mentor in there make the whole thing kind of suspect?
It does, yes.
Unless they changed his Takaru's name to Mentor. I don't know. It would be a stroke of genius.
And there was something else. I think it was in that same article where they referred to him as G. J-I.
Really?
Yeah. Which, again, is sort of like, what? Wait. What is his name? And is G a name? Because I thought it was like a title. Because I think they say his name at some point. And it's not that. Right? I mean, in Shinkenger, the mentor's name is not G. Right?
So here's the thing. Do we know if the premiere is a half hour or an hour?
Well, I don't.
I thought it was a half hour. That wasn't. When is the crappy Super Ninja show premiering?
I have no idea.
I thought that was the other half hour.
Because it is not unlikely, or it's not uncommon, right. You know, if the premiere is an hour, to have Sentai storylines coming from all sorts of wherever mush into one premiere for the day.
They did that with Wild Force, which, yeah, I consider that as well. Of course, if they did that, then they'd have to skip over an episode, which we know that they're using at some point, because it shows it in the promos.
Yeah, so. Maybe they're just not doing a traditional premiere, you know? Maybe they don't have to do the premiere where everybody meets up and then morphs at the end of the episode. Yay, we're a big, happy family, you know? Maybe they're starting right...
Yeah, that could happen.
That could Jump happen. Street.
They did that in the Awesome Teen Titans cartoon. Oh.
They did that in RPM. Sort of.
That's true.
Yeah.
It could happen.
It could happen. I kind of doubt it.
I mean, just wish it was 3 weeks from now. I really do. So people would just shut up.
We're not going to shut up. That's when the conversations actually start.
Well, I mean, shut up. I mean, so the conversations can actually be about pertinent things. And not just...
You mean things that you want to talk about? Well, not speculating things, and things.
It's yeah. not just pure speculation.
See,
know?
Look, Super Ninjas premieres on tomorrow. Well, we're recording Sunday, so the 17th. So...
Great.
So that is not premiering February. But hey...
Is Monday its regular time slot, or...?
No, right? It's Sunday, right?
No, because it premieres. It premieres Monday, January 17th at 9 p.m.
Oh, it's a 9 o'clock show.
Mm-hmm. If that's its normal time slot and normal day, so. But yeah, I mean, it could be an hour. It could be an hour premiere. We don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
So people are kind of being kerfuffled for almost no reason. Almost no reason.
I mean, I'm not going to say no reason. I mean, there's a reason to at least question it.
That's why I said almost no reason. Ease up, brother.
I'm just saying.
Someone's getting kerfuffled.
Kerfuffled.
So.
Let's talk about more pertinent things. Like, Saban should clearly just skip Gosager. Just skip it. Skip it.
Mm.
I see that all the time. I don't understand that. Can someone explain that one to me? Do people think that we need to skip it?
Well, there's no way to explain that. It's completely illogical.
Because they want them to have the problem of like not knowing where the story's gonna go. Oh no, the Sentai's too new.
Because I can't think of a single reason besides I really want to see the Gokaiger adaptation. That's the only thing I can think of, well, which is not an actual reason.
There's also people who don't like Gosager and just decide that the Power Ranger version is going to suck too.
Right. Just like the Power Ranger version of Gowanger, which is a horrible show.
Which is insane, yeah. So.
Clearly there's precedent.
Yeah.
Amazing. Just
like there's more precedent of suckage than Fresh Entertainment. But
just like how Shinkenger was completely unadaptable because it was too Japanese.
Yeah. The only thing that I sort of think, okay, maybe you have a point, is like if Johnny T. Zack is in charge again and he's still in the sort of Wild Force-y mindset, then maybe we, yes, well, whatever. Then maybe we would be in for something not so great, because not too many people like Ghost Sager compared to like Shinkinger. And so if you just do that again in English, then yeah, I could see some people getting a little upset.
But you know, but that's a long ways away. So, people yeah. are surprised that Johnny T is, you know, quote unquote, bringing the originality. Like, oh, look, the cockpit is different. Oh, look.
Clearly, it's going to be a very original season.
It's very original.
Because the cockpit, the entire show centers around the cockpit. So,
well,
that's
there
a good
is,
sign.
You can't have without cockpit. Hello, honey. Blah, 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 blah.
What did you say?
That's right. Johnny T-Zack is a gay British man, in case anybody wasn't sure.
I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
Wow.
I don't know what I'm saying. This is what happens when I'm not feeling well.
Yeah, but I mean, really, like, the new cockpit and the new suits and stuff, I'd say that has more to do with Bandai than it has to do with...
That's pure aesthetics.
I think it goes to the two Japanese argument.
Two Japanese?
Because there's... Aren't there, like, posters behind them or something in Japanese? Or
yeah. Yeah, it's like a little, like folding screen in the back. Like, it's pretty Japanese.
Their morph, which we have seen.
Well, yeah, that's Japanese the one they can't... That's the only thing that they can't seem to get rid of.
Really Japanese? I think it's really Japanese. I really think so.
Even with the transformation, it's like they morph with the phone. They don't morph with a brush.
True.
And then when they go to their Megazord, they don't have their little Japanese backgrounds.
They have their Japanese seals, right? Their things... Because we've seen those too, their little.
Well, it's not
shapes.
Like they call them kanji though, because you know all these summaries or whatever. It's like, ooh, the power symbols.
Right.
They're really trying hard to not Japanesify everything.
They're mega paint splashes.
They help you morph. I would hope if they use the things at all, they at least explain. Oh, these are Japanese words.
No,
like,
I promise.
They're going to say it's evil space alien language.
Yeah, it's like the ancient power language.
That would just be insulting. I would just, whatever.
But does this mean that fair. This mean that when the Gold Ranger comes by, they're not going to do their clap of victory anymore?
No, that's all time.
I love the clap of victory, though. Yes!
I'm sorry, if I was in charge, they would not do a clap of victory. Sorry. I mean, I think it works for Shinkinger just because, you know, that's that style, that whatever.
This is why you're not in charge.
I don't know if they're going to still make him the sushi seller like he was in the casting sides.
I doubt it.
No, we already went over this. He's going to sell, like, elephant ears or something. So,
get your peanuts. Get your peanuts.
That's right. Yes. He's got to sell something because Johnny Kizak doesn't want to detour too much from the Sentai, so he's got to sell something. He's got to be in a
what
stand.
Can he tear up the scene with? Come on.
He's going to sell oranges on the freeway. That's
he's going to be an Amish guy, and he's going to be selling like butter and jams.
Like milk from the cow.
Exactly. And he's still going to have a lantern, though. He's got to have the lantern, because they can't go around that. His Amish lantern.
Well, if he's Amish, then yeah, at nighttime, I mean, you need light.
With his lantern with his mega paint splash on it.
Clearly. The speculation is useless.
And his cell phone. His Amish cell phone.
You don't need to be wasting your time on this.
Exactly.
I should be writing for Samurai, clearly.
I don't know about that. But,
I'm fixing all the problems.
Why are you talking about this?
It's not productive, Chair.
It's more entertaining than most of the threads, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
All right. What else is there to talk about?
I kind of assumed that we would have something like that you'd like pull out from your magic bag of Power Ranger-y news, some other thing. Other than No Pink Spandex Live, coming to New York City Saturday, April 30th. No.
What?
What? Word.
Say what?
Say what?
Where did you learn about this?
How did you know?
Well, I've got a lot of
dots. Exactly. There you go. A little more natural next time. Come on.
We can redo this. We can edit.
Yeah, so we have to talk about the Hector and the teaser that actually makes it look like a show.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Actually, yeah.
Like, this is what I'm saying, right? Like, why couldn't they just release
this one first?
Teaser thing, trailer thing first, and just leave it. Just leave it like that. Just because, like, it looks like there's parts of it that look awesome.
Yeah.
And there's parts of it that are indicative of the, I won't say crap, but of the style that is expected. And
all right.
It's like, okay, all right, I can live with awesome and, yeah.
And the other
wait,
stuff.
Wait, what's the other stuff? I'm confused. What is this
well,
other
Well, you know, like
stuff?
the line of like, oh, pizza line, whatever. Yep.
Really? We're still in the pizza line?
Hey, they put Children. It in there. I got to talk about it.
They put it in there.
Put it
twice.
In there. Again.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, like, they should have just showed this first and leave it. Just leave it alone.
It's got to ramp up. They're ramping it up, you know, little here, little there, then bam, big promo.
But you start good and you leave it there.
And you
that's
stay
not, that's
good.
Not a
yes.
ramp up. That's not a ramp up. That's a plateau.
Well, you don't
that is a plateau.
Fester and then, oh, by the way, this is awesome.
Fester.
Yeah, like, okay, you start good, but then you get better, right?
This is, unacceptable. Like, unacceptable.
You know, don't start at the bottom of the barrel and then like crawl and drag your way to the top.
If you start at the bottom of the barrel, it can only get better from there.
That is true.
Low expectations.
Right. So the first time you hear
Yo,
about
you
Zach,
know, we didn't start from the bottom of the barrel. We start from like a hole under the damn barrel. Then we had to plug the damn hole. Then okay, I'm being harsh, but it wasn't that
people,
bad.
Were you people that spoiled by RPM? Really? Unbelievable. You were spoiled. Spoiled. Because remember when we were like after like Mystic Force and Overdrive? After that, like an episode of Jungle Fury just had to not be the worst thing in the world for just to give it a B+.
Anyway.
And now we have RPM and suddenly, oh my god, that character had a funny look on his face. This is going to be a horrible TV show. What?
Who's even saying that on this show?
I am.
On this podcast?
Nah. Saw the Blue Ranger. He's got
oh
that
god.
Eyebrow going on.
Get this shifty look in his eyes.
Also, I did like how the Blue Ranger, I did like how the Blue Ranger knocked the dude in the face. It was amazing.
Hilarious.
I actually thought that was amusing. It was more amusing to me than the pizza line, certainly. I appreciated that more.
Oh my god, it's just passing. I hate you all.
What?
I hate you all. Hate you all.
I just gave a compliment. Like, how can you hate me? You serious? Really?
That was barely a compliment. That was a begrudging compliment.
No, it wasn't. I said I liked when he hit the dude in the face. I actually found that funny.
Yep,
what
because
part
you
of...
hit the dude he hit in the face, or don't you?
No, you're the one who hit the dude that he went in the face. You always talking about the Hector hate.
Exactly. The illogical Hector hate for no real reason, except for what fans think, whatever.
No, no, that's the illogical Hector love you're talking about, where the people looked at the Green Ranger promo, which was no different from the other four promos, and said, looks like he's pretty good. Looks like he knows what he's doing. Guy's a good actor. I'm like,
well, honestly, like out of the five and everything that we've seen of them, he does seem like the one who has the most personality out of all of them. So,
can't say anything.
Yeah, no. Out of everything that we've seen, yes, he does. Like I said, the most personality. I'm not trying to say he's like the best character ever made, but out of everything we've seen, yeah. Like I can see why people. Can say
How
that.
Are you determining personality out of characters who say one maybe two lines? How
are
you
serious?
Determining any? Yes, I'm absolutely serious. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, wow. Like when one person says "looks like trouble," which could be said by literally anyone. You know, like, obviously, like, Green has more personality, like, at least shows it.
No, it's not obvious. It's not obvious at all. From one line, nothing is obvious.
Are you serious right now? I'm saying, based on the one line. Like, I'm not saying, like, for the actual show. You can't base anything on the, oh my god, whatever.
You can't. If someone says one passing line, you're like, looks like he's got some personality. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
I said the most personality out of all of them. They have, still for nothing. The most part, equal exposure. Whatever. You act like I'm judging the entire show. I'm not even doing that.
Sure. Nobody has any. No, you're apologizing for stupid people. Unacceptable. They say one line. You got nothing to base it on. Nothing.
Except for the one line, right?
Yes. Which is practically.
Okay. Well, then I rest my case. That's my point.
No, that's not a very good point.
That's pathetic. So anyway, moving on. Whatever. You're not disputing anything right now. Whatever.
One line, everybody.
All right. All right. I'm gonna step in, children. Because Hector, out of every okay, here are the people who had lines, plural. The red dude and Hector dude. What's the character's name?
Hector. Mike is, you know, what they're saying. So.
Oh, Mike?
Yeah.
Just kept it a Hector. Anyway, so so Jaden and Mike have had the most lines out of all the stuff that we've seen. Okay. And then you've got, because, you know, and then people have said about the Red Ranger that he's very, you know.
Punchable.
That.
What?
Okay.
How did you come to this conclusion? You don't have anything to base that on.
His face.
God. That's what I hate about this whole thing, is that all of us are so wound up about, oh, well, you can't judge this, you can't judge that, you've only seen this fraction, so why are we even talking about it?
You can judge that fraction.
If we're just going to say that, oh, no, you can't judge it, then why are we even bringing it up? Why don't we just wait until February?
Here's the thing. A lot of people who are saying you can't judge it now, basically what they're really saying is, please don't insult my show that I really, really want to be good until it airs, and then we all see whether or not
they will all know the truth.
Wait.
What's wrong with wanting the show to be good?
There's nothing wrong with wanting the show to be good. There is something wrong with wanting to silence people who say it doesn't look good.
No, like, there's something wrong with wanting. No, it's something wrong with making such broad judgments, which most people do. That's what's wrong.
Okay, but if you say it doesn't look good, that's not a broad judgment. Like, you watch the promo, you don't like it, then it doesn't look good to you. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Whether it's correct or not, right now, you know, that's your honest opinion. You should be able to say so.
Like, you can say that. Oh, that promo didn't look that great. Now going the extra mile and saying this show's gonna suck, I hate the show, that's different.
That's a little fun.
But there are a lot of promos that suck. And from what I've seen from, like, when they were ramping up, is that they've had more. Okay, and I'm not taking away that, like, oh, look, they're actually promoting the show. I'm glad that they're promoting the show. Woo-woo-woo. My point really for this whole conversation is that this trailer that they show now, they should have showed this trailer from jump.
Yeah.
And be like, what? Really? Oh, that's awesome. Horses? Awesome. Mad people with mad moogers and whatever crap, and then running into the awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Dramatic helmets spinning in the darkness.
Show the awesome. You know, like, the first sneak peek thing that they showed was this was awesome. Show the awesome. That's what I'm saying. If this show has awesome and, you know, it's, you know, corny stuff, all right, show it what's indicative to the show. Show this crap. Don't show. That's what I'm saying. And I, of course, we all don't know how the show gonna be, but, like, do promos properly if you're gonna do some promos. What up? Right? Can we agree? Can we agree? Come on. Come on.
Come on.
What?
It's hard for me to get on board with that just because of how much promotion we've had. It's just hard for me to get on board with that opinion because we've had six promos now, and we've had the 2.5 minutes of footage, and we've had the parade crap, and we've had all that stuff. Yes, I would have liked this earlier, but I don't know. Beggars can't be choosers.
I'm just, okay. I think that, like, they, I will give them this, right? When Saban bought it back, there was a very short amount of time between, oh yeah, we're doing a new season now, we gotta get this stuff together, you know, and then this has to be the short amount of time in which to promote the show. And so if you had this short amount of time, you just try to, like, all right, let's grab this and this and this and this and throw a promo and get the theme songs up quickly. Oh wait, you have to make a new one. No, don't make a new one, just take the old one and add read the other seminar forever. All right, do this, all right, golden thing, and what. So that I will give them some leeway, because, like, again, they're promoting show awesome sauce. At the same token, I can also say that this teaser is far times better than the promos that we've gotten, you know? Like,
I won't question that. It's definitely the best promo.
We do horses!
Yes, that's the weird thing, is that they have a lot of footage from the movie. And usually the movie's something you have to buy separately, so they must have gone out and gotten it.
Yes, I was actually going to bring that up. Yeah, a lot of the footage is from the movie, which I don't think...
Moogers had purple pants!
Purple pants, foot soldiers.
They had purple pants!
Or Moogers, yeah. And yes. I get, like, in the last few years, I don't think they've used movie footage at all. So this is a change. and also it means there's a little bit, tiny bit more of a possibility that we'll get a team up. But, you know, who knows? But
when's the last time they used any movie footage?
I mean, this got to be way back.
I'm thinking the Lost Galaxy Lightspeed Rescue team up.
Maybe.
I think so. Yeah. So long.
So none of the recent team ups that we've had have been from.
They've been all original. Or, well, they've been all original, but they used like an SPD, which, oh, it was so horrible. They used random fight scenes from Deca Ranger, like with just like green SPD Green fighting a monster like by himself, and it's like in the middle of the team up. It's not from the actual Japanese team up.
So, amazing.
That's more money, I guess. They had to buy it separately. The footage.
Yeah, I like original team ups anyway. You know, like Dino Thunder, Ninja Storm, all original, all amazing.
And reinforcements from the future, all original, all amazing.
All original, decent.
Something amazing.
So, I mean.
Yes, you can say that, I guess. Decently amazing, we'll go with that. That's.
All right.
It's not an oxymoron or anything.
Best ever.
So, like, Spy, what do you think, though? What do you think about the new teaser trailer promo?
Love it.
Love it. Ah, you see? Spy went from meh to love it.
I love it.
See?
Except for the theme song.
Well, yeah, I know. It kind of solidifies the whole.
Yeah. That's the thing.
That's the thing.
Yeah, but they were talking about how you got to rely on the Power Rangers for all these years and... It was epic, and then they play the theme song. You're all excited.
I did.
Come on now.
I did like that part where they're like, "For years, the Rangers have done da 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 da." And it's interesting because, like, you could take it a couple of different ways. You could take it as like, "Oh, the Samurai have done this and that," or you could say the whole franchise, the Mighty Morphin,
Double Entendres.
It's layered.
I don't want to take it the first way. I'm only taking it the second way.
Well, I mean, either
it makes
way.
Me tingly. It makes me tingly inside.
Okay. I don't want to hear about your tingles.
You should get that checked.
Yeah.
Medical condition. Leave my tingles out of this.
Love it.
Gladly. Okay, so. But it was good. Like the CG helmet with the flames or whatever in the background.
Yeah, that was a spark.
Oh, and the logo, you know, looks like people. It's like...
People. I'm sorry. Like, it's my mom's phrase, and we've been using it. Like, you know, it's like real deal. Like, the logo is on point.
Yeah, because people were, like, freaking out about the Thunderbolt, which was, like, really kind of fat. And, like, it was, like, being overlapped a lot by the letters. And so now it's a little more, I don't know what the word is, crisp.
Am I the only one who never notices that stuff?
Yes.
I think because you are.
The only thing I ever even noticed was, oh, they put the word Saban's in there again. Great, yay. And then that's all I really cared about.
Oh, good. Sabans, it's been watermarked. Hooray.
I know.
All is right with the universe.
Well, you know, this
he
is.
He got his Jew all over it.
He has to get his, you know, nooks and crannies in it. And then when years go by, he'll release that. He'd be like, all right, you guys can. You can have it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need my name on it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I this trailer teaser thing, good stuff, good times. I'm actually mildly like, oh look, I can't wait till February.
Yeah, I mean it did its job. Like, it got me more excited than any of the others. You know, it genuinely is like, oh. Well, I kind of want to see this now.
Same here. It wasn't like, oh, like everything else.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
I know. Gosh. Crap. I cannot wait, yo. It's good. We're going to actually have something to talk about.
Yeah.
And then we can actually talk about it without being talked down to.
Thank you.
What are you implying, Spy?
I'm saying, well, no, and now we're gonna review the first episode, and you're gonna be like, oh, you have to wait for episode 32 before you can see it.
Hey, now.
You have to wait till next season. You have to wait till Angel Force.
And wait until it's all done, and then you can make your opinion.
Angel Force, I hate you.
It's not my fault that you have all turned into a bunch of cynical sons of.
No, I think you're the one who's changed, really, because
for the better.
You've gone soft.
For the better. No, I just take this wacky idea of waiting until I watch something before I judge it. That's all I do.
That's what we're doing too.
I really don't think
you're
so.
You're the one who wants to punch Red in the face. None of us want that.
I got it.
I mean,
I know. Yeah, see, I know Spy does.
Spy hates
everything. I mean, A, he looks douchey, and B, his name is Jaden. That's two strikes right there.
But yeah, you see, at least we're going on like what people have said and actions and stuff. You've gone on what he looks like.
Right,
no,
exactly.
I said he looks punchable, and he does look punchable. I've seen everything of him, and everything I've seen
is a pretty big target.
Yes, it is. I did think about his nose. I'm like, what's wrong with that dude's nose?
Wow,
it's waiting for a fist to go against it.
It looks like it's been broken about 7 times already.
That's just a testament to a samurai upbringing.
That's exactly right. He's a seasoned warrior. He's a pro. He knows how to, you know. Yeah. He's been through. He's taken his lumps. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he looks like he's had a couple of lumps, like, resting on the bridge of his nose.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is so constructive and amazing.
I know. This is so insightful and so, like.
I never knew that. He was punchable. Thank you, Jared. Thank you for
and I just implied that he enjoys fellatio. So there's that too.
Great. That's wonderful.
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah.
What do you mean giving?
Anyways.
Over the past few months, you see, like, you know, behind the scenes shots of, you know, the cast, you know, at different places. One was at an amusement park. Some were at, well, that had to do with Rick Medina, but one was at an amusement park. And then some recent ones, it had everyone but the Pink Ranger. You know, like, there was a picture of them holding their own posters. There was another picture of them outside of like a mural of like an ad for their for samurai or whatever, and then one person's like, oh well, pinks aren't there, that clearly means that she has something against them or some kind of crap like that. I'm like, and I thought they were joking, but like they never came back to say, just kidding, I'm joking.
They're not kidding.
I told you this months ago that people will find anything to dissect because they can't just sit on their hands and wait for the show to air. They're so stupid.
Well, even if the show airs, I mean, some people will still be like, oh, well, she clearly thinks she's too good. She doesn't want to be with the cast or whatever, you know, and just make up stuff that has no...
Amy Jo Johnson.
At least with Amy Jo, like, there's interviews where she said stuff. This chick said nothing at all.
Like, her non-presence was speculation of, well, that must mean that she... Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, really?
She was not pleased with the portrayal of Asians in the last season.
She was not amused.
No. Lisa, this picture you linked to, why does it look like the Red and Blue Ranger are wearing velvet suits? They're weird looking. They look weird to me.
They look soft, like, yeah.
Yeah, like...
Which, huh?
Especially the Blue Ranger. Looks like he's wearing a velvet suit. Yeah.
Oh, like
blue? He's taking photos. He's got to look nice.
Yeah. He's like, hey...
I like that house, though. It's pretty.
Or whatever it is.
Their dojo. Or whatever it is. It's their base.
Is it?
Well, yeah, obviously.
Well, I didn't know. Like, because there's so many of
these. It's in the previews, yeah. They hang out in front of it.
That exact place, though? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Just because there's so many photos out where it's like, oh, we're in New York. We're in Miami. We're in da-da-da-da. And maybe that's something to talk about, actually, because...
Yeah, it is, because they need to announce that crap.
We're in Seattle, it's fine!
Exactly, if they're in Seattle and they're like, hey, guess where we were this weekend? I will be pissed.
I had Sunday off,
why can't I... Do you think they're going to go to Seattle?
Well, they will, just to piss me off.
See, this is the thing, right? Also, the other pictures, there's been, like... I mean, this was going back... Like, right before the Thanksgiving Day parade, where, like, you know, random costume rangers would show up, you know, wherever, and then they're like, oh, look, we're at Herald Square, or we're at Madison Square Garden, or... And I'm just like, really? Really? You're in New York, and you couldn't say nothing? Like, really? Really? Really?
Hit me up.
What's the Foursquare that's... Come on, Foursquare it.
Like, you couldn't even, like, holla? Like, I'm across the street. Holla. Something. Anything. I was mad. So I'm like, all right, I guess they calmed that down. You know, they did a couple of the parades or whatever, but all right, fine. Then they show up in Miami? Like, what?
Welcome to Miami.
It's like, punch you in the face, Rangers, because you didn't announce it. Like, oh, I'm so mad. I don't know why, but like, yo, that would be nice.
They're just suits.
I know, but I mean,
but when they're in your hometown,
nice to what?
Go look, if they rolled up in Kalamazoo, you'd be like, crap. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't. You don't care because like they're not in your town. When you're in your town,
I'd be more confused than anything.
But if you saw them, would you just be like, whatever, and walk by? You'd be like, yo, you would acknowledge. You would be like, yeah.
You'd take out the cell phone. You'd be like, I gotta get something.
Exactly. Shoot. Don't be hating. Shoot, you know you want a podcast on my Power Rangers. Don't be hating.
Yes. But, I mean, it's nice that they're actually out and about and, you know, and...
Yeah, even if it's just the suits, I mean, it's something.
Yeah, there's like presence.
And they've been promoting it like to like I forgot his name. His real name is Mike, but I forgot the Ranger Boy name. But like he went to the movie theater and you know how they show like 50 billion commercials before the actual trailers? Yeah. Before the actual real commercials, quote unquote. So like one of them was a samurai promo. Hmm. The one with the 3D Red Ranger head. Ranger helmet. So they actually showed it, they actually pimped
it. Was it in 3D?
No.
I was going to say, wow.
No. Actually, I mean, it might have been. I mean...
Nah. It's the commercials before the commercials before...
No. The last time I went to the theater, they actually said, please put on your 3D glasses to enjoy these commercials. And they had 3D commercials. Yeah. So it actually could have been. I mean, if they went to the trouble to make this 3D thing in the first place, it's possible. So
I'm getting sick to death of 3D. Had enough of it.
Well, that's a whole other discussion.
I'm just like, I mean, that's pretty, like, they are throwing some money if they, you know, advertising in theaters too. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, that's why they had to do a proper promo, because it was going to be in, you know, this was going to be before Tron. They didn't want to, like, come up in and be like,
wait, it was in front of a Disney film? Seriously.
What was it? I don't even know.
But whatever, hey.
So it was like, come on, like, be in a movie theater, and then you see, like, you know, you hear another coach like, dun, 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 and then this one. Burr, 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 burr. Like, no, it's not going to work.
Sorry. Yeah, okay, we need to make a new one for this.
Basically.
This isn't going to work.
Basically. And then they have a new promo, new promo. You know what I mean? You know what?
A Nonomumu promo.
A Nonomumu, that's what I want to say.
Oh, don't do that.
No. They have a new promo.
Feeds America.
The one that... I haven't even seen it. Like, that's how true it is. Like, I haven't even seen it.
You haven't seen boring. It? Are you waiting for
it's a downgrade from the last one.
It was the same
watch it live.
Stuff. Just telling you that it's coming this Monday.
What is same ones? It's advertising specifically, like, the premiere. And it's got, like, shots that's, like, straight out of Shinkenger Episode 1, except in English. With
straight
line.
Out.
It's straight out of. Straight out.
And Hector has more of a line.
Yeah.
Have you judged him based on it?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
What does he say?
We're allowed. Seen it. What was it? Something about, we don't have to be so formal. And then he continued the let's do this that we've seen.
Let's do this thing, yeah.
Yeah.
With his ghetto attitude. It's like fake ghetto.
Aww.
You can't judge. You don't know. He's not from the ghetto.
Well, not ghetto isn't actually from, you know.
It's conjecture. Objection.
In the ghetto.
Speculation.
Erroneous.
So yeah, I mean, look, I pray that they reap some kind of return for all this promotion. Because seriously, like, if they're going balls to the wall with all this promotion and then it's like, quack, quack, quack. Then it's where else are we gonna go? Like, we're already on, like, the fourth children's channel.
It doesn't matter if it's good as long as the kids like it. The first season of Power Rangers sucked.
No. I'm talking about good as in, like,
no.
You know, ratings and things that they pay attention to.
It'll do fine.
I mean, I think it'll do decent. I think it'll do better than RPM did. I mean, it's almost impossible.
Well, yeah, because people know that this show's on. So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, to be fair, when, like, Ninja Storm and Dino Thunder, and SBD too, SBD, when they actually promoted it.
Mm-hmm. People watched.
People watched? It was this thing? It's crazy. Craziness. You know? But then they did promote Mystic Force, and...
And well,
watch.
Well, that's because Mystic Force had false advertising. They made it look like it was going to be interesting.
Jeez.
They did.
It happened for Samurai.
Oh, snap.
Anyway, I mean, in this new promo, we do at least there was more of what's his name, Mentor, capital Mentor. M. Yes, he actually talks for more than half a second. And he tells
you know what? He's just gonna be Mentor Grum from now on. I'm just
Mentor Grum.
Yeah.
Hasn't he had like two or three different names?
He has like five names, and I'm like,
yeah.
G, Takaru, Mentor.
Yeah. Maybe it's all of them.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Mentor.
I like Mentor too.
Really good.
Mentor G Takaru Grum. Yeah.
Yes.
All of them.
Yo, Mentor G? What?
G?
What up, G? That's right, I like it. Yeah, so no, but actually what I was really excited to see was actual episode titles and summaries. Yay! Yay. It was like, woo! Because I was like, oh, wow, some summaries. And then, you know, it actually didn't give everything away like the other ones did.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
darn.
I like that the villain creatures, they got the names finally.
Oh, Nylock?
Nylock.
And I actually really like that name. Like, going from Moogers, which is just like, wow,
hey,
seriously?
Hey, leave the Moogers alone.
I'll be glad to leave the Moogers alone.
Come on, wow. They're foot soldiers. They need a stupid name. Come on.
Why do they need a stupid name?
Because they're stupid.
Okay.
Because they're bringing back the comedy.
Cyclobots wasn't bad. Crybots wasn't bad. I mean,
no,
no, actually they weren't.
I didn't understand the name Cyclobots. What was cycly about them?
They were cyclopses. They had the one eye.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow, it only took you like 10 years.
I thought it was supposed to be like some sort of wheel reference.
Oh, bicycle? Oh, yes. Cyclebot? Oh.
Yes. I'm like, what is...
They're riding like old-timey like unicycles, yes, or something.
They have mustaches they can twirl? It'd be amazing.
Top hats and canes.
Ooh, I would watch that.
Next thing you know, they're gonna do some soft shoe. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Like, really?
It would definitely improve Time Force.
You're hilarious. Mm. So, yeah. So, okay. Here we go. Episode. Oh. Summaries. Yay! All right. Here we go. Episode 1.
Oh, Lisa's gonna read this next episode.
Die and
you
Fire.
You take turns as 4, right?
Die and Fire. Okay. The team unites. Mike figures out the hard way what it means to be a samurai ranger after our Nylock attacks him and his friends.
Woohoo!
What happens? It's a
finally
mystery.
It's confirmed that yes, it is the premiere and they're not skipping one ahead.
Well,
it was always confirmed.
No, no. We can only speculate. Now we have the confirmation.
We'll see what happens. This so doesn't match up. Like, looking at the freaking promo, right? Which is saying, okay, the premiere is this. All the scenes look like they're from a totally different episode. Right? So I'm still a little like, are we sure? Are we really sure? Are they going to, combine,
sure,
like, the no. two Shinkenger
sure.
episodes?
Sure.
They could.
For sure. They might do flashbacks to when they united as one at the first. But that's it. It's the first episode. We're sure nothing's changing. Stop it.
Stop what? What am I stopping?
Speculation.
Okay, so anyway, back to speculation.
No, stop it. Quit it.
Like, if they combine the two, right, then it's really going to be like, wow, we're going to speed through Mike's whole, like, breakdown of his character and his whatever in, like, 3 seconds. Because... There's no way it's going to be balanced if they really do it like that, where they have the introduction and the whole thing together. It just seems like way too much stuff.
And the premiere is just a half hour.
You're a non-believer.
Yeah. A non-believer. I mean, I will be happy to be proven wrong.
You will be.
But if I'm not, well, here you go. I mean,
it'll be
here first.
It'll be a fantastic episode. It will be at least a B+. It will. You
that
will.
Is, that joke amazed. Is getting old.
It's no,
getting
it's
old.
Not.
Tristan Scales coming back. I love it. I'm more excited for that than I am for Samurai.
What?
The joke's not going away unless you start doing reviews that don't include letter grades.
I have not. I don't even remember the last time I put a letter grade on. Anyway. This is irrelevant.
Last time was the last episode of RPM, but it's coming back. It's coming back.
All right, you guys missed it for this long. And now.
I know, right? I can't wait for Tristan's letter grades. Yes.
Wow. Anyways.
All right, episode 2. Deal with a Nylock. The Rangers step in when a devious Nylock tricks a young boy into giving up on his baseball dreams.
No, is that his baseball dream? What episode is that from?
I vaguely remember something about baseball. Some kid.
I don't really. I remember Nono Mumu wanting to play soccer when he died. I remember Mr. Brown. I don't remember baseball.
No, I think, yeah, there was an episode. Oh, it was the episode where... where they flashed back to Shinken Red as a kid, and he's, like, peeing his pants. like in G's arms, like because he didn't want to ride the amusement park ride. This is the episode. Oh yes, yeah. I think they might be
I'm
splitting.
I'm gonna go look because I'm a little vague on the first few episodes of Shinkenger.
Okay, while you go look, episode 3.
Maybe it's the next one. Yeah.
Day off. Struggling to master a secret power disk, Jaden forgoes a trip with the others to an amusement park, where the rest of the team encounters the evil Nighthawk, Dreadhead.
Yes.
You know what? I'm sorry. Like, I miss, like, the Disney summaries where they tell you, like, everything that's gonna happen.
What? You just said that was the good thing about these.
I don't.
Because, like, no, that was funny. It was hilarious.
No.
It brought the laughs. It was like, it told you everything that was going to happen in the episode. Shock!
I don't like that. That's terrible.
This is the one where they did the... the baseball one was the one where they had the stakeout. And they talked about her inability to make food properly. Yeah, I vaguely remember it now.
And what episode is that?
4.
Yeah, I don't...
I don't know what they're doing. And I don't understand.
But that's good, right? Because they have a whole season and they can mix match whatever they want.
And they won't.
Like, they want.
It looks like the first episode of Samurai equals the second episode of Shinkenger, and the second episode of Samurai is the fourth episode of Shinkenger. So maybe they're just doing, I don't know, combining, I don't know.
Which sounds terrible.
Why? Why does it sound terrible?
I mean, if you do it a certain way, it can be fine. It's just the way it's looking now.
Well, the last time I remember a season of Power Rangers that basically just kept taking two episodes of the Sentai and making it into one was Mystic Force. They did that a lot.
That's true.
Overdrive did that a few times as well.
Yeah, it was not the
best. No, but like Mystic Force was like 15 minutes for these people. 15 minutes for Nick. 15 minutes for these people. 15 minutes for Nick. Like, I even saw it. I didn't even see it in the Sentai.
You know? But we like typically, like with Overdrive, they would take 3-parters from Bookinger and turn them into 2-parters. Or, you know, 4-parters and 1-parters and whatever. But at least there, it was like all the episodes meant the same thing. They were about the same thing. Whereas with this, if they're doing that same kind of style, it's like, okay, this episode is about Mike. This episode is about Jaden. We're going to combine them. It's going to be half the episode is about this person, half the episode is about this person.
It's going to be a maiden.
A maiden. Wow. That was the best like combo name ever. But
yes. Can't wait for the fanfic. Oh my gosh.
Oh God.
So, but I mean, it could be not horrible if they do that, because that means that, you know, it's not so linear. So, you know, maybe it's not going to be horrible.
Maybe.
You know.
We'll find out in a week.
Okay, no, now I'm looking at this closer. I think they really just skipped the premiere of Shinkenger. It looks like they just skipped the 2-part premiere and just started going episode per episode.
Maybe the opening is footage of the first 2 episodes, and it's just like a little narration, like, these 5 were brought together to fight evil. I don't know.
like the beginning of this, you know what they did with the beginning of the second Spider-Man movie, where they just show clips of the first one, and I'm like, good to go. Good to go. You don't need to do anything else. Just show me how it starts. I don't need to see them come together. That's always lame anyway. Always lame.
No, it's not always lame. Stop it.
Always lame, but it would be interesting if they did something fresh.
Yes. RPM didn't need to have the 3 stand together in the first episode and go, here's us getting our powers.
Because you had to focus all on Dylan. It was Dylan.
And now we're focusing all on Mike, apparently.
You know what? Mike can go F himself.
You know what? Mike apparently did nothing to you. What?
Hector can go F himself.
Wow. Okay, episode number 4. Sticks and Stones.
Oh, this was a good episode. This was one of my favorite Shinkenger episodes.
When a Nighthawk, who uses insults as a physical weapon to attack the Rangers. Only Emily is unaffected. To help her teammates, she explains how difficult events in life become an opportunity to grow stronger.
That episode was kind of sad in Shin Kendra, actually.
Who's Emily? I'm sorry.
Emily is Kodoha. Yeah, yellow.
Oh, yellow, okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at these. It's definitely episodes 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Wow.
In order. Perfectly.
So basically, okay, what this this monster is doing is basically telling people they're worthless or they're stupid, and then that somehow causes physical pain. It, like, blows them away or whatever. And with Emily, I guess, is going to not affect her. Because, at least if we're following Shin Kendra, she already thinks those things about herself.
Yeah. She has no self-esteem.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering how they're going to handle it, really. And, like, how they're going to spin it to be... Because it seems like they're so dedicated to being about these buzzwords like teamwork and, like, you know, fitness and doing well. And I just wonder, like, how it's gonna end up.
Turn that frown upside down.
It's gonna end up with her realizing that she has every reason to be confident. Hello.
Yeah, she's like, hello? Oh, I don't like myself, but now I have you guys. I feel great about myself. Go team, go Rangers together, samurai forever.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Well, I expect that too. I just know that there's more episodes that touch on this similar idea of her.
And
then
she'll go back to, like, oh, I feel down. And guys were like, Emily, don't feel that way. We'll always be here for you. Rangers together, samurai forever.
I'm rejuvenated.
Exactly. That sounds good to me.
Everyone needs a reminder every now and then.
Yeah, you need to pick me up.
Exactly.
I just want to hear the words.
Spy, we care about you. We'll always be here for you. Host together, MPS forever.
Oh, snap.
Oh, Jesus.
This is our new,
right,
new
Katie?
For you, Katie.
Lord. Oh. I'm kidding.
Live, she's with us in spirit. Oh my God.
Wow.
Sheesh. Wow. Way to bring it down, Spy.
Good C punch there. That was.
Spy, you're fired.
Didn't we already decide a couple episodes ago we were going to fire Spy? I distinctly remember
so.
That.
I believe we did.
Yeah.
Happened?
I believe I'm still editing those episodes, so, like, this is what will be, like, one mega episode where we fire Spy, like, 4 times.
Sweet.
Great.
No wonder I have such low self-esteem.
Oh. Spy, we love you.
We're just together.
Yeah, but don't you get the really positive message of, if you have no self-esteem, you're invincible? Hello?
Pretty much.
That's the message.
I don't know if that's really a good idea.
It's no way to live.
I will have to say, out of the summaries, this is the one that I'm looking forward to actually seeing. Because, you know, Mike, okay, I mean, duh, the premiere, duh. But, you know, all these other ones, I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, because
I just think that I'm more. Oh, go ahead.
I don't like Hector, and I don't like Punchy McFacerton, so this is probably going to be the best episode, easily.
I would say I'm just more interested in this one just because we really don't know too much about, like, the pink, the blue, and the yellow ones. Like, we've seen
Red and
Mike, and Red is obviously, ooh, I'm the leader.
Red.
I have to be strong, so he's not going to be that interesting.
I must not fail.
Well, I'm just curious. I mean, again, going off of Shin Kendra, and normally I wouldn't do this, but this show seems so determined to use Shin Kendra as, like, their whole story almost. Like, I'm curious just to see how far they go with, like, copying or using Shinken Red and his whole story and his, like, oh, he's the lord of, you know, the clan and all of his secrets and all of that. I'm curious to see how far they go with all that.